Come up here, my little children, to that city that lies far square. And we all can live together over there.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Genesis. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." And from Science and Health, St. John writes in the 10th chapter of his book of Revelation, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud." This angel, or message which comes from God, clothed with a cloud, prefigures divine science. We see in both the first and last books of the Bible, in Genesis and in the Apocalypse, that sin is to be Christianly and scientifically reduced to its native nothingness. Love one another is the most simple and profound counsel of the inspired writer. Love fills the law of Christian Science. In Revelation 21:1, we read, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." This is indeed a foretaste of absolute Christian Science. The spiritual consciousness is therefore a present possibility. This ministry of truth, this message from divine love, carried John away in spirit. It exalted him to become conscious of the spiritual facts of being and the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, the spiritual outpouring of bliss and glory, which he describes as the city which lieth foursquare. This sacred city, described in the Apocalypse as one that lieth foursquare and cometh down from God out of heaven, represents the light and glory of divine science. The builder and maker of this new Jerusalem is God, as we read in the book of Hebrews, "And it is a city which hath foundations." The description is metaphoric. Taken in its allegorical sense, the description of the city as four square has a profound meaning. The four sides of our city are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and divine science. "And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there." The city is wholly spiritual, as its four sides indicate. Yet the word gradually approaches a higher meaning. The human sense of deity yields to the divine sense, even as the material sense of personality yield to the incorporeal sense of God and man as infinite principle and infinite idea. As one father with his universal family held in the gospel of love. This spiritual holy habitation has no boundary nor limit, but its four cardinal points are, first, the word of life, truth, and love. Second, the Christ, the spiritual idea of God. Third, Christianity, which is the outcome of the divine principle of the Christ idea in Christian history. Fourth, Christian Science, which today and forever interprets this great example and the great exemplar. This city of our God has no need of sun or satellite, for love is the light of it, and divine mind is its own interpreter. The writer's present feeble sense of Christian Science closes with St. John's revelation as recorded by the great apostle, for his vision is the acme of this science, as the Bible reveals it. In the following psalm, one word shows, though faintly, the light which Christian Science throws on the scriptures by substituting for the corporeal sense the incorporeal or spiritual sense of deity. Psalm 23. Divine love is my shepherd, I shall not want. Love maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Love leadeth me beside the still waters. Love restoreth my soul, spiritual sense. Love leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for love is with me. Love's rod and love's staff, they comfort me. Love prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Love anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love forever. Oil, consecration, charity, gentleness, prayer, heavenly inspiration.